Welcome to BEN,
Blockchain Education Network,
the largest and longest running network of students, alumni, and professors excited about blockchain across the world. A podcast for students by students, sharing their vision that anyone, regardless of wherever they are in the world, will be able to use blockchain as a vehicle to create wealth for themselves and their communities. This is BEN,
the Blockchain Education Network.
What's up, guys? We're here with the Blockchain Education Network. I'm Drayson. I'm here with Ben, joined by Skin from Mad NFT. And Skin, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good, guys. I'm happy to be chatting with you and hopefully make a contribution to your community.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit more about your platform and how you're involved with Harmony and Cardano.
Okay, cool. So in a nutshell, I've been an artist for the last 40 years, and a friend of mine convinced me to create some NFTs around about Christmas time. In April, we were ready to launch. I launched five NFT projects, basically five digital images on my physical art, expecting to sell, I don't know, five or six NFTs each. We sold 500 NFTs in an hour, made $50,000. And I thought, wow, that's pretty incredible. Largely down to the Cardano community being very supportive of, you know, of each other. And I was blown away by the response. So we thought, listen, let's try it again. The following weekend, I launched two NFTs of Tupac and Biggie, pulled in $125,000, literally in just, I don't know, less than 24 hours. And I thought, wow, you know, we got a real opportunity here to build an exciting business. But I wanted to find out if it would work for artists that were just getting going, just getting started. So I reached out to a bunch of not very prominent artists. Just, I'm going to use the word nobodies, because they would call themselves nobodies, as you know, also. And they only had a really small following, like 250 followers on Instagram, not 250,000, 250. And then we dropped a bunch of their NFTs, because what we tried to do is tell the story of the artist when we launched the NFT, just tell the story and the provenance of the art. And they all made about $25,000 to $50,000 each, and in 3 months we pulled in $750,000, and Mad in Art was born. You know, we want to really want to make a difference. So Mad stands for make a difference. We spent the summer just trying to reinvest the money into building the platform, and we're just about ready to rock and roll. Harmony reached out to us, asked us if we'd consider navigating across to their platform and launching. So we're now in Cardano and Harmony, because we want to build a bridge between the two communities. And going forward, we're going to be launching into lots of other ecosystems, because essentially nobody's really interested in what blockchain you're sitting on. They're interested in the art and the product that you've got to offer. So we just want to make it really easy for people to connect whatever wallet they want to do on the back end.
How can upcoming artists get involved? How can they reach out? And, you know, we work with a lot of young people, and how could they get involved if they're interested?
So cheers, that's a great question. And really, that's probably the foundation of what we want to do going forward, right? Because my pain that drives the project, my emotional pain, is when I was 25, I tried to be an artist, and, you know, I really wanted to be an artist, but I couldn't make enough money to support my family. And that pain really stayed. Yeah, look, you've got to make money. I mean, art and business don't really mix. And there's a lot of creators out there who are stunning, beautiful people, but they broke, right? And so as a platform, we are driven to create academy-based videos that educate artists, all free of charge, help them join this space, nurture them into this space, so they can just upload their NFTs. We'll help them with that. We'll educate them, tell them how to tell their story to engage their audience, let them know that they've got to add value to that audience over time, so they don't arrive and try and make some money like the gold rush mentality that's going on, and hopefully build a really responsible message into this space.
Where can our students learn how to use your platform? You said you had a website, right? What's the website?
Yeah. Okay, so our website is called madnfts.io, and the students can just come to the platform and follow some really simple video tutorials that'll help educate them on their first baby steps in the space. Crypto is an area that scares a lot of people, so it's important that we nurture people into the space and don't, you know, try and expect them to learn too much too soon.
And they're going to be learning on the Harmony and Cardano platform?
What we are trying to do as a platform is to present the product, and then whatever blockchain it sits on is largely irrelevant. right? Because people don't come to a platform because of a blockchain. Now, there's a bit of that going on, by the way, where, you know, egos are saying, oh, my blockchain's bigger than your dad and all that nonsense, right? People, in time, people will realize how immature that is and they'll get away from that. It's all about your product and your service. So right now, we're offering our product and service on the Cardano ecosystem and on the Harmony ecosystem for sure. But they'll come to the website and the only time they'll know that they can connect with Cardano is when they want to connect their wallet, or if they want to connect with Harmony, when they connect their wallet with Harmony.
True. I've had a lot of interviews say that in the future, all these chains are going to be so interconnected that we actually won't know what chain we're on until, you know, you have to bring out the wallets and stuff like that. But that's a very fair point. And you want to ask a question, Ben?
Yeah, just to wrap up, you spoke a bit of your struggles of trying to get into the industry earlier. What advice do you have for upcoming artists, but also upcoming students and crypto enthusiasts who maybe feel like there's no way to tangibly get into the industry? And just from your experience, what advice could you offer them?
Yeah, well, the first advice that I'd give them is to live a great life. You know, don't sell your soul. Make sure that if you're entering this space and you're an artist, follow your passion, you know, because if you follow your passion and then you tell your story authentically and transparently within the crypto space, people buy people. And the fact of the matter is, if you've got a great product and you've got a great story, people are going to invest in you and your journey.
Pretty much all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for coming in, Skin. Your demeanor, your art is incredible. And we look forward to keeping in touch with you.
So, hey guys, thanks very much for having me, and I wish you all the best.
This was another episode of Ben.
Blockchain Education Network.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Also, keep up with us on Twitter and Instagram @blockchainedu. And visit our YouTube channel for more valuable blockchain content.